Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Well, obviously, we've got a very disappointed locker room in there. And you can certainly see, as a football team, we're not doing the things in all three phases we need to do to win on a consistent basis in this league, and certainly against a very good football team like the Dallas Cowboys. As I said to our team, tomorrow we'll get back in and we'll go over the tape and do everything we can to continue coaching these guys to get it right. We've got a long way to go, but tomorrow we'll start again to get that done.
Mark, on first glance, what were the greatest difficulties you had defensively, particularly in the third quarter?
Well, I think, you know, the first half we were in a highly competitive game. They were moving the football. They were converting on third down, but we were slowing the game down a little bit to a point where we had a competitive game going at 14-7. We came out in the first drive, really converted on a third and long, turned the ball over, and then the game lopsided on us. We just we couldn't hold up stopping the run. They were over 50% today on third down. They were able to get runs in chunks. And when we did have a chance offensively, we didn't move it consistently after that. We got going, I think, after the first or second drive, after their next score, after they went up three scores. So certainly collectively we didn't get it done. Too many penalties. We had 9 or 10 penalties today. They covered all three phases of our football team and debilitated our team dramatically against a team that doesn't make those kinds of mistakes. And that's why we're sitting here tonight the way we are.
Kind of a common theme, Coach. So what is it that you put your finger on as far as, you know, you see these almost like self-inflicted wounds happening on a weekly basis?
We're in the no-excuse business, Dan. It's a question I understand that's being asked. We're making too many mistakes, too many penalties in all three phases, certainly tonight, which debilitated us, as I said before.
And in the run game as well, as far as not getting a lot of push.
We only had 20 plays in the first half. We tried to run the football. They certainly were making every attempt to try to stop the run. There were some run blitzes, some edge blitzes to try to knock us off. We missed a couple of blocks along the way, but it was evident. We came out in the second half. We were going to mix the run, even with the score, but we were going to throw the ball vertically up the field, and we did. We had some opportunities, and we took advantage of it.
Mark, there's obviously a growing sense that this team is not competitive at this point. How do you respond to that?
You know, this team competes hard every day to get better, and it competes hard in a football game. That would be totally disrespecting our football team to think that they're not going out and competing as hard as they can.
Mark, I think
I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I think it's a fair question at this point, but are you concerned about your job security at all?
The only thing I'm concerned about is the health of my football team right now and some of the players on it, and bringing them in tomorrow and coaching them up to do a better job than they've done. That's exactly my only focus, and will be my only focus.
You say it's disrespectful to question the competitiveness of your team. Can you understand why people would, given how big the gap has been against playoff caliber teams?
Listen, there are no moral victories. We're not playing well enough in all three phases to win on a consistent basis. That is definitely true.
How's Brandon, Coach?
We'll see. You know, he's being evaluated.
What was your sense when he went down? Obviously, a little bit of a scary moment there.
I mean, it's scary any time a guy goes down and is laying on the ground. We all worry for them. We'll see when, we're hopeful that it's nothing too serious, but at this point he's under evaluation.
Do you kind of concede the playoffs at this point to find other things to...
Yeah, the only thing we've ever focused on is trying to be at our best on a daily basis and be ready to play on game day, and that'll be our focus as we continue on. It goes no further than that. We got a big one coming up on a Monday night right here, and we got to get ourselves ready to play. We got to get ourselves back from this a very disappointing loss, and that starts by going to work tomorrow.
When Ryan replaced Michael Olah, was that performance or was that injury related?
We wanted to get him in. You know, we wanted to get Ryan some work and keep him in a competitive mode. Mike wasn't having a great night, but certainly he wasn't the reason why. You know, we were inconsistent moving the football.
So, do those types of potential like substitutions to see what you might have, are those going to continue for the rest of the season?
This is only relatable tonight, Dan. We'll see where the week goes and where the how the season continues to progress.
Mark, how much
stock do you put in the way the offense played in the fourth quarter? Do you put a lot into that, or do you take out the grain of salt?
You know, I would leave it at this. We didn't play well enough to win tonight, and we didn't score enough to win. And I think that's the only way you can look at it at this point.
What jumps out to you about Murray? Obviously, the guy's been productive all year.
It's very evident on the field. For as big a back as he is, he's extremely explosive, agile, has great quickness and power. You know, he's got it all.
When you're not seeing the rush get home, the rush had a tough time today getting to Tony. Is there anything you do in the back end, maybe tighten up the coverage on the receivers? Seemed like they were getting free releases on a lot of routes out there.
You know, we mix up the coverages. We always do. We certainly didn't get close enough, and we allowed Tony a lot of time to throw the football tonight. That's, you know, credit to their offensive line. And again, they all work hand in hand, and they all work together. We try to mix it up. We do that each and every week. We didn't get it done tonight.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.